Welcome back to Arizona Edition. I'm Lou Gum. Time now for this week's work story, in which we talk with working people about life on the job. This month, we're speaking with auto mechanics. 57-year-old Bill Rhodes is a manager at a local auto shop, and he got started in the automotive industry as a teenager, pumping gas part-time after school. But Rhodes' professional story is unlike those of most of our work stories interviewees.
When I started out, when I was 18, it was a part-time job, like any other teenager. You need to make money so you can go spend it. It just really grew up into a profession that I couldn't get out of. When I went out full-time at the gas station, learning how to be a mechanic back then, they're technicians now, money was better. My time was taken up, like I said, 6 days a week, 11 hours a day. Got married, had children, and you're locked into a need-to-make-money situation. So the opportunities to get out and do something different weren't there. Every time I made an effort to break away from automobile repair, it sucked me back in because I had to start at the bottom wherever I was at. And with a family, you can't start at the bottom. And if you really want a truthful statement, if I had to choose, I wouldn't do this. When I was 17, I had an accident with one of my eyes, so that eliminated me from doing a lot of different things, such as military, law enforcement. I can't say I would have gone that way, but it was options that I didn't have available to me anymore. No, I was out weekend with my buddy going out shooting, and his uncle was along, and his uncle tried to scare me by shooting off a shotgun into a bush I was behind, and one pellet ricocheted off the ground and hit me in the eye. I enjoy what I do on good days. Some people eat, live, breathe cars and engines and gas fumes and stuff like that. It wasn't my choice. I had one gentleman working for me for a while out here. He was 78 years old and he was still working on cars because he had to. I don't want to do that. I don't want to be a 78-year-old bending wrenches. I'd rather be a 78-year-old in the office pushing a pen. But that's where this industry pushes a lot of people. There is no real retirement benefits being in the automotive trade.
That was Bill Rhodes, a 57-year-old auto shop manager, talking about how he got into the industry. Rhodes was born and raised in Hollywood, California. You can hear more work stories next week on Arizona Edition. ¶¶